April Fool. Sorry, but it's April Fool's Day. We always play pranks today.
Your prank might be fun for you, but is it fun for the person you are pranking? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. You know, April Fools can be a lot of fun, but only if your joke doesn't hurt someone or ruin their day. Before you do any April Fool's pranks today, stop and think about how your actions will affect others. The Apostle Paul had some great advice on this in Philippians chapter 2. He said, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." That leads to our story today. It's entitled, "Fools Rush In." Sebastian quickly wrapped a rubber band around the faucet spray nozzle and ran back to the table. He watched his older sister rush into the kitchen and grab her water bottle. When she turned on the faucet, a fountain of water hit her in the face and she screamed. Sebastian laughed and stamped his feet on the floor. "April Fool! Sebastian!" Lee shrieked, dripping wet. "That's not funny! I'm going to be late for school!" Lee was still fuming when Mom walked in. "Sebastian made the faucet spew water at me, and now I have to go change. I'm going to be late, and I have a quiz in my first class." Mom glared at Sebastian, who shrugged and said, "It's April Fool's Day. We always prank each other on April Fools." Once Lee had changed clothes and driven off, Mom got a bottle of orange juice from the fridge and sat down. "Sebastian, I know you were just having fun, but playing a prank like that on Lee when she's in a hurry to get to school isn't funny. She's trying to get her grades up so she can apply for college. Thinking she might miss her quiz this morning really upset her." "Sorry, Mom," said Sebastian. "I guess I didn't think about it. It seemed like fun to me." "I know," said Mom. "But if it's only fun for you, it's not a good joke." She unscrewed the top on the orange juice. "So how do I know if something is okay or not?" asked Sebastian. "One thing to do is slow down and think things through. In the Bible, God tells us to think about others instead of just ourselves. We need to trust Him to help us love others the way He loves us, by considering their needs and interests. If you had stopped to think about Lee's feelings, you might have realized pulling a prank like that would upset her." "So, is it ever okay to play an April Fool's joke on someone?" asked Sebastian.
"Sure," said Mom as Sebastian reached for the orange juice. "Just make sure they're having as much fun as you."
Sebastian tried to pour some juice into his cup, but nothing came out. It was frozen solid. Mom beamed at him. "April Fool!" They both erupted in laughter. So how about you? Do you like to play jokes on people? Pranks can be fun, but they should be fun for everyone involved, not just those playing the joke. If the prank you want to pull seems like it could be hurtful or upsetting to the other person, stop. Trust God to help you make loving decisions by thinking about how your actions could affect others. When you play a joke, make sure it's fun for everyone. Our key verse is Philippians 2:4.
"Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others."
And our key thought today, think of others first.
Hey, Zach, how's Jesus made?
So in one sense, Jesus was not made at all. He has always been because he is God. You see, that's talking about Jesus from before creation. However, Jesus did take on an earthly body when he came to earth. Jesus was born on this earth just the way God prepared him to be, so that he could die on the cross for our sins, so that people could believe in him and have eternal life. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.